It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. This one right here could be yours. This one right here.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, a nephew. Subject, why did he really leave me? Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married 7 years and we have 2 children. I was basically taking care of the children because my husband worked long hours and he liked to hang out and drink after work. I was in school too, but I was determined to take care of my family. I overlooked a lot because I believe in my husband and I had hopes that he would get himself together one day. I was completely blindsided when he moved out and I want to know why he really left me. When I started working from home, that's when he started staying out late. He also stayed out all night a couple of times. One time he went to get his hair braided and he said he fell asleep in his car outside his hair braider's house because he was drunk. The other time was because he was out late with friends at the club, so he slept outside his dad's house in his car because he couldn't make it home. I got on his case really bad and he left the house and went to stay with his daddy. I called his daddy to see if he would talk to my husband about drinking, and he said that my husband has not had a drink since he'd been there. I talked to my husband's best friend, and he said my husband might have 1 or 2 drinks when they're at the club. It seems like he used alcohol as an excuse to stay out. He found out that I called his dad and his best friend, and he said he would be staying somewhere else, and I will never find him. After 2 weeks, the street started talking, and I heard that he was staying with a woman that he works with. I confronted him, and he said that he isn't sleeping with her at all. If that's true, then why did he leave me to go stay at her house? This is the cold, hard truth right here. He does not want to be there. He does not want to be in that house with you, and he doesn't want to be married to you. I mean, this is pretty obvious. He just walked out. I'm really sorry. I really am from my heart that this has happened to you, but you got to face it at this point. It is over. He has abandoned you and your children. He's been lying to you this entire time about his drinking and all of that and staying outside in his car. There's just no other way to put it. He's been lying. Plus, he told you you would never find him. You need to file for child support and try to pick up the pieces and move on. Any man that can walk away from his kids and his wife with no remorse is not a man at all. Don't believe what he tells you. After all his lies, how could you believe him anyway? Now is the time to collect yourself. You got to be strong for those kids. So let him go and move on. He left his family and has not looked back. He did that. Forget about closure. Forget all of that. Just deal with what is. He's gone. He left you and the kids. There's no reason for that. Nephew?
He does not like you at all. Case closed. He does not like you. It is something about you that you don't know, but he don't like. You ain't figured out what it is about yourself that he don't like. There's something about you that he just don't like. I don't know if it's sex. Sex could be terrible, but that might be the case. Weight, it might be the case. You might just be getting on his doggone nerves. I don't know what it is, but there's something about you he don't like. Let's go down the line. When you start working from home, he was out. He wanted to get away from you. That's the first sign. What's the second one? He lying by drinking. he lying by drinking to stay out. Okay, I slept in my daddy's driveway. I slept outside over here. Whatever he can say to not come home to you, he's willing to say it. He does not like you. Now you find out, and this is what people always kill me with, the streets is talking. Who is the streets? Where is you getting this information from? Who told you this? You putting your ear to the street. How you find out now he's staying at some woman's house? And what he say to you? We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. He trying to make you feel a little better. He don't want to hurt your feelings too bad. But guess what? He's done with you. for some reason, he does not want to have anything to do with you. And it amazes me, and I even see this on my TV show. A lot of ladies gotta know why. They want that type of closure. They can't go on until they know what went wrong here. And I understand you want to know what went wrong because you want to make sure maybe it doesn't happen again.
You
want to try and fix it. Sometimes it's not fixable. Sometimes it's not even you. Sometimes it's just, hey, he just don't want this relationship no more. No, I'm not, I don't like it when men do this, especially when children are involved. That's when it's just really, really bad. Because now you got kids that are taking the hit from this, and now their dad is not in the house, and we've seen too much of that in the African-American community. We hate that part. But I'm just telling you straight up, there's something about you this man don't like, and he's done. He just done. And sometimes when men are done, you're trying to figure out why is he done. And you might not ever get that. You may not ever find out why. And then you're going to go to the next relationship, and the problem is going to be now you're going to take that baggage over there, and you think that the next man going to do the same thing. And that's where the problem comes. Boy, that boy ready to love today, ain't that boy? No. That boy talking today. being right, Shirley?
We're not trying to say that it's her fault, that she should blame herself.
Sometimes people are just done, right, and it's not your fault. I get that part. The problem is you're trying to figure it all out when there's nothing to figure out.
Yeah. All right. We have part two coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. We're going to hear from Junior. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, why did he really leave me? We'll get back into it right after this. All right, we're going to recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. Why did he really leave me? All right, this young lady wrote in. She's been married for 7 years. They have 2 children. She's been basically taking care of the children. Her husband worked long hours. He liked to hang out and drink after work. She was in school, but her family was her priority, as she said. She overlooked a lot in her husband. She thought that he would get it together one day. Well, she started working from home. Evidently, he didn't like that, and he just decided one day that he would move out. And her issue is she wants to know why he really left her. That's when things started getting bad. He started staying out late. He stayed out all night. He said he was outside of the hair braider's house and he got drunk and fell asleep. Then he went over to his daddy's house and stayed. His daddy said that he didn't really drink like that. His friend said it too. So she still wants to know, why did he really leave her? Now he's living with a woman that he works with, he claims, and he told his wife that she will never find him. So he left her, and he left the kids, and he's done. She wants closure, and she says if it's really true that he's staying with this woman, why did he leave her? Why did he leave her? That's what she wants to know. Tommy and I said, he's just done. He's really done with this marriage, and I need her to know. We need her to know that it's over so she can go on with her life and take care of those kids. Junior, you say what?
I'm telling you right now, I'm going to leave her too. I'm tired of her too.
What?
All this complaining you doing, I know this is why he leaving. He got to be leaving. He's tired of your mouth. All this complaining. Well, he just said he going to fake drink it and fall asleep anywhere. He'll sleep anywhere. He don't care. I have Brady's house, his daddy. He find a driveway and his keys. He gone. Every time he see you, it's just, where the hell is my car keys? I'm going today. I'm leaving. He don't have time for you. This man wants to leave. He don't care where he stay at. It just can't be with you. We don't know why he left you, but I think complaining got a lot to do with it. I ain't never seen no man want to run from a woman this much. He is on a run. I'm talking about he keep a full tank of gas, and he got to go. He got to go. He keep a full tank of gas. Every time he see you, he is out. He don't even stay long. He just said, forget it. I ain't coming back. He stay out all night everywhere.
And she said, Junior, she said that it seems like he used alcohol as an excuse to stay out.
Right.
And he doesn't even drink like that. Yeah, he doesn't even drink like that.
You know what? I never knew why they had all them parking lots at the back of Walmart, but I know why they got them parking spots at the back of Walmart now. The ones way back there? Because that's where he at. He'll just go park. I just got to go park somewhere.
I'm very, very disappointed in this man because not only did you leave your wife, you left your kids. And yeah. you told your wife. Yeah, you told your wife that she will never find you. And what about these kids? What about these kids? You know,
right.
that's terrible. You're not a man.
No, he ain't that.
You're not
what he is a, he can, he's a driver. He can get in his car and drive. He's going somewhere. I don't care with you. He ain't got to be a man, but he damn sure can drive. He can slip everywhere.
Who is that junior sleeping the Popeye's drive through at that?
That's him. He can't go.
Is that Malik?
Holding up the whole line. He don't care.
He
slept in some place he'll never think of. He just sees somewhere with some lights on and just park. He just parked.
Dude, you look at him in the car wash. The car wash closed.
He just sitting in the middle of the car wash, just in there. Ain't even running it. Just in there. Just somewhere.
He doesn't want to go home.
He ain't going home. He the one that you pull up to the car dealership and late at night, he was still locked in the parking lot. He can't wait. He can't get out till morning.
The dog's barking.
He planned it, though. He planned it that way.
He better not get a parking ticket. A parking garage. He parking in there. He going. A parking garage. They be turning him, man.
Who is that sitting outside of Dennis? Who is that?
He's sitting there. He don't want to go.
How come he just stayed at his dad's house? He went over there.
Yeah.
Why? Because she called. Because she called over there.
His best friend is.
I think he's sleeping with the hair braider. That's what I think.
Well, yeah. Because he made up that he fell asleep because he was drunk, and so he just sat outside of her house. You're a married man with children. You've been married 7 years.
The streets is talking. You know, that's what they say. The streets are talking.
But I tell you one thing. If he sees a sign that says the emergency room and it's red, he turned it in there. He's parking over there. He going to that emergency room. He going to park right out there.
He's not even sick.
He don't
wounded
care.
Or anything.
Oh, boy.
Who was that at that Chick-fil-A line on Sunday knowing
that's
Chick-fil-A
him.
Closed?
That's him.
That's
just park.
Wait. Him.
Wait. They be open on Monday, but I'm going to sit here all day. I'm going to be customer number one. My ticket number going to say one.
I'm watching the football games on my phone. I got YouTube TV.
He's not doing it. I don't care what
he's
you say.
He's not doing it. You silly.
He just pull up at Little League football games and park. He don't care.
His kid don't even play.
He don't even play. I'm just going.
Call the police on him.
He's not doing it.
She needs to rid herself of him because he's bad news. I mean, anytime you can do this, leave your children.
Come on. Free yourself, girl.
Yeah.
Who is that parked outside the high school? Who is that?
Sitting there.
During Thanksgiving break.
On
Thanksgiving.
All right, guys, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM and on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.